Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
And my wife and I just came back from a family vacation in Hawaii.
我和我太太刚从这个夏威夷度假回来。
We stayed at a friend's house when we were there.
我们在那的时候呢，是住在朋友家里的。
It was actually owned by his company.
那实际上呢，他的房子是由他的公司所拥有的。
They called the house the retreat house.
那他们呢就把这个家呢，这个房子就叫为说是退休会使用场地。
They use it both for business retreats as well as an employee benefit, allowing employees and their guests to stay there for leisure.
那他们将这个房产呢用于公司的退休会或者家人以及朋友的度假场所。
When we arrive at the house.We found it very different than a hotel or an Airbnb.
那我们到了以后呢，就发现这个房子呢，跟一般的宾馆或者这个 Airbnb 呢，都不太一样。
Instead of being an empty unit with just furniture and appliances, the house was actually reasonably stocked with food, board games, children's toys, and other supplies.
但是这个房子里呢，除了就是标准的这个家具啊。和一些用品之外呢，还有很多的有食物，还有小孩的玩具，还有一些我们可以玩的一些设施。
In fact, we found a lot of food items in the fridge and canned food and ramen in the pantry.
而且呢，我们在这个橱柜里找到了很多的食物，还有这个方便面啊，一些吃的东西。
So we concluded that when guests used the retreat house, they all bought extra food, drinks, and other supplies for the next guests to enjoy.
所以我们就得出结论说，可能是在这里住的客人呢，就会买一些东西为未来的客人准备。
So when we went shopping for food in the supermarket, we were not worried that we would not be able to finish the food by the time we left, because we knew we could always leave them behind for the next guests to enjoy.
所以呢，每次我们出去这个买食物的时候呢，我们都不担心，因为觉得如果买多的话，我们就可以留给将来的客人使用。
This simple act of generosity, our children even bought a brand new board game and left it in the house.
而且实际上呢，我的孩子还重新买了一个这个桌面的游戏，新买的游戏就留在那里给大家玩。
This simple act of generosity and kindness reminded me of the movie Pay It Forward.
那这个简单的这个慷慨的行为呢，就让我想起了有一部电影叫做《忘钱回报》。
And this movie was made around 20 years ago.
那这部电影呢，是大概20多年前拍摄的。
Many of you might have probably watched this movie before.
那在座的有些人可能已经看过这部电影了。
In the movie, a 12-year-old schoolboy in Las Vegas, Nevada, named Trevor, is given a class project to complete by his social studies teacher, Eugene.
但是电影中呢，是讲的一个在内华达州，就是那个拉斯维加斯一个叫特雷佛的一个12岁的小学生。那他的这个社会学老师呢，尤金给他们这个班级留了一个班级的项目。
Trevor's task is to come up with a plan that will change the world through direct action.
那这个 Travis 呢，他就就是想起了一个，就是安排了一个计划的，这个计划呢，可以是个改变世界的一个计划。
Trevor can use the notion of paying a favor not back but forward, repaying good deeds not with payback but with new good deeds done to 3 new people.
那 Travis 想到的方法呢，不是说回报，而是向前的回报行善的行为。他这样呢，就是每一次找到三个新的人来向他们做好事。
Travis planned to pay it forward by doing a good deed for 3 people who must in turn each do good deeds for 3 other people, has the effect of creating a charitable pyramid scheme.
那因为这个就是他的这个计划呢，就是说他选的这三个做好事的人呢，他们又要重新再选三个人，向那三个人来做再做好事， 这样他的这个慈善计划呢，就形成了一个金字塔的这个效应。
So Travers' efforts to make good on his idea bring a revolution not only in the lives of himself, his mother, and his teacher, but in those who an ever-widening circle of people completely unknown to him.
那这个 Travers 的这个计划呢，他的这个计划的实践，不仅对他自己、对他的母亲以及他的老师的生活呢，都带来了很大的改变，而且他也改变了很多他完全不认识的人群的他们生活的改变。
So according to Wikipedia, the expression "pay it forward" is used to describe the concept of asking a good turn be repaid by having it done to others instead.
这个根据网上百科全书的定义呢，这个向前回报这个词呢是描述通过将好处转给未来的人来回报的一个概念。
In contract law, typically there are two parties, but there is a concept of third-party beneficiaries.
那这个合同里面呢，是有两个当事人，但是呢，受益方是第三方。
The pay-forward concept means that the creditor offers the debtor the option of paying the debt forward by lending it to a third person instead of paying it back to the original creditor.
这个预付的概念呢，是指这个债权人向这个债务人提供预付的这个一个债务的选项。那通过将这个债务借给其他的第三人，而不是将它偿还给原来的债权人。
Debt and payments can be monetary or by good deeds.
那他这个债务呢，可以通过这个金钱或者善行来实现。
Now the book of Deuteronomy recaps how God had delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and led them into the promised land.
那生命记呢，就回顾了上帝如何将以色列人从埃及地的这个奴隶之中拯救出来。并带领他们进入了应许之地。
Moses instructed the Israelites to respond to God's mercy and grace by being thankful and being obedient to his laws and decrees.
那摩西呢，就指示以色列人通过以感恩和顺服神的律法和法律呢，来回应神的怜悯和恩典。
Today we're going to look at some very tangible ways that we can respond to God's many blessings in our lives.
今天呢，我们就将看一些非常实际的运用方式，让我们可以回应神在我们生命中给我们提供的许多祝福。
Clearly, we can never repay God for what He has done for us.
显然，我们无法回报神所为我们所成就的一切。
However, as pointed out in today's passage, there are ways we, as debtors, can pay forward.The third-party beneficiaries, thus satisfying God, our creditor.
正如我们今天经文中所指出的，我们作为债务人呢，可以通过一些其他的方式提前支付给第三方受益人，然后这样呢，来满足这个我们的债权人神。
Today we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 27 through 15, verse 18.
那我们今天呢，一起就是要来学习《生命记》十四章的27节一直到15章的18节。
Let's examine this passage together to see what God had instructed Moses to tell the Israelites.
那让我们一起来仔细看一下这段经文，看看神吩咐摩西告诉以色列人是些什么。
There are three main thoughts in the passage chosen for today's message.
所以今天的这段经文呢，主要有三个议题。
They are share the needy regularly.
他们是定期的和有需要者分享。
Forgive your debtors generously.
慷慨的赦免欠你的人。
And treat your servants fairly.
公平的对待你的仆人。
Let's read chapter 14 verses 27 through 29 again.It says, and do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns, so that the Levites, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns, may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands.
那我们再次来读《申命记》14:27-29。住在你城里的利未人，你不可丢弃他，因为他在你们中间无份无业。每逢三年的末一年，也要将本年的土产十分之一都取出来，积存在你的城中。在你城里无份无业的利未人和你城里寄居的，并孤儿寡妇都可以来，吃得饱足。这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
There are four types of people who are mentioned here.
那在这里呢，提到了四种人。
The Levites.
利未人。
The aliens, that is, those who are living temporarily in their towns.
那些暂时住在他们城镇中的这些外邦人。
The fatherless, that is, the orphans.
没有父亲的，也就是孤儿。
And the widows.
还有就是寡妇。
So what is the commonality among these four types of people?
那这四种人的共同点是什么呢？
Well, they do not have the capability to make a living for themselves.
因为他们都没有自我谋生的能力。
Moses reminded the Israelites to take good care of the Levites who live in their towns, because they won't get any property or inheritance of their own as the other Israelites would.
摩西呢提醒以色列人要好好的照顾住在他们城镇里的利未人，因为呢他们不能够像其他的以色列人那样拥有任何的财产或者产业。
By the same token, aliens in their towns would not have any property, and hence would not be able to produce in a farm-oriented culture in the Promised Land.
同样的，在他们城镇中聚集的这些外邦人呢？也不能拥有任何财产，因此呢，他们就无法在应许之地来进行农业为导向的文化或者经济的交流。
And of course, widows and orphans need to be taken care of.
当然，寡妇和孤儿也都是需要得到照顾的。
God instructed the Israelites to put aside their tithe every 3 years for the purpose of taking care of the needy.
神呢就指示以色列人。每年要三次将十分之一存起来，来照顾有需要的人。
Why every 3 years?
为什么每三年呢？
I guess God must have wanted the Israelites to take care of the needy on a regular basis.
我想呢，神是希望以色列人能够定期的照顾有需要的人。
By human nature, we tend to forget and slack off, especially when it comes to sharing our material properties.
就是根据人性呢，我们常常倾向于忘记或者懈怠，特别是在与人分享我们的物质的时候。
By designing a specific time period, God was asking the Israelites to develop the discipline in giving.
所以通过指定一个特定的时间段呢，神就要求以色列人能够培养出这个奉献的一种纪律性。
While we can never repay God fully for His many material, physical, and spiritual blessings, we can pay it forward by taking care of those who are in need on a regular basis.
虽然我们永远无法像因着神所赐给我们在物质上、身体上和属灵的祝福上面来回报神，但是我们可以通过这定期的照顾那些有需要的人。
God counts on believers to provide the needy, and we should use what God has given us to aid those who are less fortunate.
所以神呢，就希望信徒通过给有需要的人提供帮助呢，我们就可以用神所赐给我们的东西来帮助那些不幸的人们。
Some of you may say, I am not that well off, and I don't have much to share with other people.
那我们当中的有些人可能会说，我也不是很富裕，我也没有太多的东西可以与他人分享。
Well, you don't need to have a lot to share.
其实你并不需要，就是有很多的东西才可以去分享。
I can still remember a story my elementary school principal taught in a morning assembly.
我依然记得我在上小学的时候，我们的校长在晨会上给我们讲的一个故事。
I was probably in the first or second grade at that time, so you know it was a long, long time ago.
我那个时候才读小学一年级或二年级，所以呢，你可以想象那是很久很久以前的事了。
When you get older, you may not remember what you ate last night, but you remember things a long, long time ago.
当你老的时候呢，你可能不记得昨天的早餐吃了什么，但是你却记得很久很久久远以前发生的事。
The story was short and simple, and it has left a permanent impression on me.
但是故事呢，非常的简单，也很短，但是却可以给我留下了非常深刻的印象。
The story goes something like this.So there was this woman who was praying one day.
故事是这样的，这有一天呢，一个妇人她在祷告。
The Holy Spirit touched her heart with a message of share the Lord's blessings with others.
那圣灵呢，就有一个给了她一个信息，触动她，就是让她人于分享神给她的祝福。
Immediately, she thought of her family living down the street.
她马上就想到了住在街上的那一家人。
The father of this young family had recently lost his job.
那这个年轻的家庭呢，他这个做父亲的刚刚失业。
So the woman decided to bake a cake for them.
所以这个妇人就决定为他们烤一个蛋糕。
When she delivered the cake to this family, she just left it outside the door with a note, share the lost blessings with others.
那他就帮他把这蛋糕送到这个家人放在门口，就以此来分向人来分享神与给他的祝福。
Hearing a knock on the door, the father opened the door and found the cake with the note.
那这个父亲打开门以后就发现了这个蛋糕以及这个蛋糕上写着与人分享主的祝福这样的纸条。
So he cut half the cake and enjoyed with his family, but he saved the other half.
所以呢，他就把这个蛋糕一切为二，一半呢，就他和他的家人就分享了，然后把另一半就存了起来。
And he brought it to a widow living by herself.
然后他就把剩下的这一半的蛋糕送给了一个独自生活的穷寡妇。
And in the same way, he also left a note that says,share the lost blessings with others.
然后同样呢，他也在这个门口，在这个蛋糕上，留了一个字条，说与他人分享主的祝福。
And this widow cut another, like half, which is now a quarter of the cake, for herself, and then saved the rest of the cake for an orphan living by himself.
然后这一位独居的寡妇呢，就又把这个蛋糕一切为二，现在就剩四分之一了，因为她自己食用了这四分之一，然后把另外的这个四分之一呢，送给了一个独自生活的孤儿。
This orphan really enjoyed the cake, but who did he share the cake with?
那这个孤儿呢，很喜欢这个蛋糕，那他是与谁来分享呢
？He started.Eating most of the cake and then fed the rest of the cake to the birds.
然后他就把大部分的蛋糕吃了，然后把剩下的呢，就喂了小鸟。
A very simple story, but illustrates the point how blessings can be propagated to other people as well.
所以这是一个非常简短的故事，但是非常清楚的讲到我们怎么样能够把祝福分享给他人。
So there's always someone who has more needs than we do.
你看，总有人会比我们有更多的需求。
Are you ready to share the Lord's blessings with others?
你是否准备好与他人来分享主对你的祝福吗
？Again, you don't need to have a lot in order to share with the needy.
再说一次，你不需要拥有很多东西才可以去与他人分享。
So let us ask ourselves individually today.What can I do to help someone in need?
那所以我们今天呢，就来问问自己，我能做些什么来帮助有需要的人
？Now, the things we share do not need to be limited to material things.
当然我们分享的东西呢也不必就局限于物质的东西。
We can also help those who are in need by sharing our love and care, as well as our precious time.
我们可以通过分享我们的爱和关心以及我们宝贵的时间来帮助那些有需要的人。
I know some members of this church are involved in the community soup kitchens.
我知道我们教会呢有些人就是在当地的这个厨房给就是有需要的人的厨房里工作。
And then I know when people are sick, you visit the people who need to be cared for.
那也知道就是有人生病的时候，你们也有人去探望生病的人。
Sometimes a simple phone call to the elderly living by themselves is very important.
有的时候一个简单的一通电话给独自生活的老人也是非常重要的。
You can be involved in volunteer work through reputable Christian organizations, which have devoted themselves to spread the gospel and serving the community.
你也可以通过就是参与一些传播福音和以及社区服务的一些有名的这个基督教组织去那里参加志愿活动。
Our daughter Michelle volunteered one of her summers during high school.To serve as a teacher's aide at a summer camp in held in Chinatown for the children of immigrants.
我的女儿米歇尔在这个高中期间呢，也就是去志愿参加了一个暑期的活动，就是在唐人街为这些移民的子女来举办的一些夏令营。她在中间担任老师。
And our son Jeremy also spent one high school summer as a teacher's aide at overseas Chinese missions.In Chinatown.
然后我的儿子 Jeremy 呢也曾在这个高中的时候暑假阶段在国外也参加了在唐人街为这个唐人街的华侨他们的学校来当助教。
There are much needs and plenty of opportunities to serve the needy today.
因为我们现在呢也有很多的这些组织能够向有需要的人提供帮助。
The needs may be near where you live or in a faraway place.
那也许就在你住的附近，也许在很远的地方。
We just need to be involved.
我们只需要去参与。
Before I move on to the next point, I'd like to remind all of us one thing here today.
那我们在继续讲下一点的时候呢，我想提醒我们在座的所有人一件事。
When we take care of those who are in need, we must do it graciously.Always treating them with dignity and respect.
就是当我们去照顾那些有需要的人士呢，我们必须要用很亲切的态度，要尊重他们，并且给他们尊严。
We're not better, just more blessed.
我们并不是比人家好，我们只不过是更加的蒙福。
Now Moses in this passage taught us not only to serve, not only to share with the needy regularly.We should forgive our debtors generously as well.
我们刚才读到这段经文，不仅说要与他人有需要的人分享我们的祝福，而且也讲到我们要非常慷慨的去原谅你的债务欠你债的人。
Let's now read again chapter 15 verses 1 through 6. At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debts. This is how it is to be done. Every creditor.Shall cancel the loan he has made to his fellow Israelites. He shall not require payment from his fellow Israelites or brothers, because the Lord's time for canceling debts has been proclaimed. You may require payment from a foreigner, but you must cancel any debt your brothers owes you. However, there should be no poor among you, for in the land of the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you.If only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I am giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you.
我们继续来读15:1-11，每逢七年末一年，你要实行豁免。豁免的定义乃是这样，凡债主要把所借给邻舍的豁免了，不可向邻舍和弟兄追讨， 因为耶和华的豁免年已经宣告了，若借给外邦人，你可以向他追讨，但借给你弟兄，无论是什么，你要松手豁免了。你若留意听从耶和华神你的话，遵行谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你这一切的命令，就必在你们中间没有穷人了。在耶和华你神所赐你为业的地上，耶和华必大大赐福于你，因为耶和华你的神必照顾所应许你的赐福于你，他必借给你，必借给许多国民，却不至向他们借贷，你必管辖许多国民，他们却不能管辖你。
Moses instructed the Israelites that every 7 years they were to cancel the debts of the poor who owed them.
就是摩西呢，只是以色列人每7年呢就要取消那些穷人的债务。
And they should do so willingly.
而且他们必须心甘情愿地去做。
This brings up a couple of very important yet practical lessons.
这带来了一些非常重要的而且也是非常实用的功课。
First and foremost, we should not lend money to brothers and sisters for profit.
首先呢，我们不应该借钱给弟兄姐妹以牟利。
Secondly, when you lend money to brothers and sisters, you should expect that there is a chance that they may not be able to pay you back.
其次，当你借钱给弟兄姐妹的时候呢，你就要预料到他们可能无法偿还。
In other words, do not lend money to brothers and sisters if you are not willing to part with your money.
就是换句话说，如果你这个钱还想要还的话，你就不要借给弟兄姐妹。
Otherwise, it will only create future animosity between the two of you, which will eventually spread to the rest of the church.
否则呢，这会在你们之间未来造成纷争，最终这个纷争会蔓延到教会。
The same would apply to members of your family as well as in the workplace.
同样，这个原则也适用于你在家庭成员以及工作场所之间。
Now let's continue to read verses 7-11. If there is a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you,Do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend him whatever he needs. Be careful not to harbor the wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debt is near, so that you do not show ill will toward your needy brother and give him nothing. He may appeal to the Lord against you, and you'll be found guilty of sin.Give generously to him, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and toward the poor and needy in your land.
我们继续读7-11节。在耶和华你神所赐你的地上，无论哪一座城里，你弟兄中若有一个穷人，你不可忍着心，攥着手，不帮助你穷乏的弟兄，总要向他松开手，照他所缺乏的借给他，补他的不足。你要谨慎，不可心里起恶念，说这第7年的豁免年快到了，你便恶眼看你穷乏的弟兄，什么都不给他，以致他因你求告耶和华，罪便归于你了。你总要给他。给他的时候心里不可愁烦，因耶和华你的神必在这一切所行的并你手里所办的事上赐福于你，原来那地上的穷人永不断绝。所以我吩咐你说，总要向你地上困苦穷乏的弟兄松开手。
Here God told the Israelites to help the poor among them when they arrived in the promised land.
所以在这里呢，神告诉以色列人在他们到达应许之地的时候呢，要帮助他们中间的穷乏人。
This was an important part of possessing the land.
那这是呢，要拥有这片土地的一个重要的组成部分。
Many people assume that other people are poor through some fault of their own.
许多人认为呢，人们之所以贫穷，是因为他们过去犯过错。
This kind of reasoning makes.To invent reasons for ignoring the poor.
这种推理呢，就让人们发明了一些忽视穷人的理由。
We are to respond to their needs no matter who or what was responsible for their condition.
所以我们要不论是谁或者是什么情况，我们都要去回应他们的需求。
And we should do it open-handedly, freely, generously, and without a grudging heart.
我们应该是不藏私心的，自由的，慷慨的，不吝啬的去做。
Brothers and sisters, there's something more important than canceling monetary debts other people owe us.
弟兄姐妹，神还教导了我们比取消就是别人欠我们金钱的债务更重要的事情。
Jesus taught us to forgive those who have wronged us.
耶稣教导我们要宽恕那些伤害我们的人。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to ask God to forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
在主导文中，耶稣教导我们如此求神，说赦免我们的债，如同我们也免了人的债。
God has already forgiven us and gave us a new life.
神已经赦免了我们，赐给了我们新生命。
He has wiped our slate clean, so to speak.
所以换一句也可以这么说，他就是把我们都擦洗得干干净净，让我们有一个新的开始。
Again, we can never pay God back for this amazing grace.
再次重申，我们永远无法来报答神这样如此惊人的恩典。
We can, however, forgive those who have wronged us as a way to pay it forward.
然而呢，我们可以通过那些原谅得罪我们的人，来以此作为回报。
Has someone done something bad to you lately?
最近有没有人伤害你？
Are you holding grudges against your spouse, your boss, your parents, your brother or sister at home, and a colleague or someone in church?
你是否对你的配偶、老板、父母、家里的兄弟姐妹、同事、教会里的人、某个人怀恨在心呢？
Are you willing to cancel this debt?
你是不是愿意取消这笔债务呢？
Sometimes it's much better if we forgive and move on with our lives rather than live in the grudges of yesterday.
很多时候呢，如果我们能够原谅并继续我们的生活，而不是活在这个昨天的怨恨当中，会对我们来说好很多。
Unwilling to forgive and holding grudges will actually affect your mood and your health.
就是不愿意原谅而怀恨在心呢，实际上会影响到你的情绪和你的健康。
If you find yourself not being happy most of the time, you may want to ask yourself if you are counting your debts all the time, always reminding how people have wronged you.
就是如果你发现呢自己大部分时间都不快乐的话，你就要问一问自己，你是不是一直在计算你的债务，总是提醒人们如何错待你。
If you always think about yourself as a victim,You will soon become a victim of your own doing, since you are not willing to release yourself from such thoughts.
因为如果你总是认为自己是个受害者，那么你很快就会成为你自己行为的受害者，因为你不愿意从这种想法中解脱出来。
Count your blessings, don't count your debts.
要数算你的恩典，而不是数算你的债务。
So we share that with the needy regularly and forgive our debtors generously.Furthermore, we should treat our servants fairly.
我们要定期与有需要者分享，也要慷慨地赦免欠你的人。那下面呢，就是要讲我们要公平地对待你的仆人。
Let's read the remaining verses in this passage. Verse 12. If a fellow Hebrew, a man or a woman, sells himself to you and serves you 6 years, in the 7th year you must let him go free. And when you release him,Do not send him away empty-handed. Supply him liberally from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Give to him as the Lord your God has blessed you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. This is why I give you this command today. But if your servant says to you, I do not want to leave you, because he loves you and your family, and is well off with you,Then take an awl and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will become your servant for life. Do the same for your maid servants. Do not consider a hardship to set your servant free, because his service to you these 6 years has been worth twice as much as that of a hired hand. And the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do.
我们继续读十二节开始。在你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人或希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你六年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。你任他自由的时候，不可使他空手而去，要从你羊群、禾场、酒榨之中多多的给他。耶和华你的神怎样赐福于你，你也要照样给他。要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆，耶和华你的神将你救赎。因此我今日吩咐你这件事，他若对你说我不愿意离开你，是因为爱你和你的家，且因在你那里很好，你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透，他便永为你的奴仆了。你带婢女也要这样，你任他自由的时候不可为难，不可以为难事，因为因他服侍你六年，就要比雇工的工价多加一倍了。耶和华你的神就必在你所做的一切事上赐福于你。
The Israelites were to release their servants after 6 years, sending them away with enough food so that they would be amply supplied until their needs could be met by some other means.
所以以色列人在六年之后释放他们的仆人的时候，要送给他们足够的食物，这样他们就可以在通过其他的方式来满足他们的需要之前呢，能够有得到充足的供应。
This humanitarian act recognized that God created each person with dignity and worth.
这种人道主义上的行为呢，就是因着神创造的每一个人都有尊严和价值。
It also reminded the Israelites that they too had once been slaves in Egypt, and that their present freedom was a gift from God.
这也是提醒以色列人说，他们曾经在埃及为奴，他们现在的自由呢，是神的恩典。
We do not have servants such as those today, but God's instructions still apply to us.
虽然我们今天呢，不像以前那样可以拥有仆人，但是神对我们的指示，依然适用于我当今的我们。
We must still be sure to treat our employees with respect and economic fairness.
我们必须确保以尊重和经济公平的方式来对待我们的员工。
I know some of you are managers at your workplace and have people reporting to you.
我知道你们当中有一些人呢，在工作上是负责人，有人向你，就是你会管一些人。
Let me share with you some observations that I have accumulated over the years.
我想下面跟大家分享一些我这些年来所积累的一些观察。
One thing I've learned at work is that, like beauty, fairness lies in the eyes of the beholder.
就是我在工作中学到的第一件事情呢，就是公平就像美不美一样，是在这个旁边人看的人的眼中的。
In the secular world, people would say you are fair when your decisions go their way.
就是在这个世俗的世界上呢，当你的决定和人们的期盼是一致的时候呢，他们就说你是公平的。
And they would say it's not fair when things don't go their way.
那如果事情不是像他们想的那样呢，他们就会说这个不公平。
If you're a parent, you would know this all too well.
如果你是做父母的话呢，你在这一点上一定是非常清楚的。
This is how kids behave.
因为这就是孩子们的行为方式。
Unfortunately, it is symptomatic of the me generation today.
不幸的是呢，也是当今就是自我为中心这一代人的一个群后症状。
As a manager in today's highly competitive and productivity-oriented business world, we can never afford to give every employee equal time.
就是在当今社会呢，这个以生产力为主导的这个商业世界中，竞争非常的激烈。那作为管理人呢，我们永远没有办法给每一个员工都提供这个平等的时间和机会。
And given the anemic salary budget, we cannot nor should we give every employee equal salary increases.
那由于这个工资预算也是有限的，所以我们不能也不能也不应该给每个人都有平等，就是一样的这个加薪幅度。
This does not mean that we are not fair.
这并不意味着我们是不公平的。
We just have to manage our time and budget wisely, spending more time with those who are capable and motivated, and rewarding those who truly deserve it.
这只是意味着我们要很明智地管理我们的时间和金钱的预算，花更多的时间和精力和那些有能力以及有动力的人在一起，并且奖励那些那个真正值得拥有的人。
If everyone is treated equally, regardless of their contribution or potential, that would really not be fair.
但如果就是说我们不论他们的贡献如何，潜力如何，都得到平等的对待的话呢，那反而是真的不公平。
Like in the teachings of today's passage, we should not exploit our employees and should treat them with respect and economic fairness.
然后就像我们今天经文中所教导我们那样，我们不应该剥削我们的员工，应该尊重并且在经济上要公平地对待他们。
I believe a truly successful manager is the one whom his or her employees choose to stay with, even when they have a chance to leave.
我认为呢，一个真正的成功的管理者呢，是他的员工呢主动选择就是留下来，即便他们有其他的机会离开，就像经文中所记载的那样，他们说我不愿意离开你。
So, in fact, in the recent survey, it says the number one reason people leave their job is not because of pay, but because of their manager.
就是有这个统计结果，就是统计调查说，就是当今很多人，大部分人离开工作呢，不是因为工资的问题，而是因为管理者的问题。
So a successful manager would have employees that would say, like in verse 16, I do not want to leave you.
那真正成功的管理者呢，他的员工就像在十六节记载的一样说，哦，我不愿意离开你。
But please do not punch a hole in his or her ear.
但请不要在这个门洞上给他的耳朵打洞。
This verse 17 does not apply to today's business world.
而第十七节的这件事呢，是不适用于当今的这个商业社会的。
The teachings of verses 12 to 18 may also be applied to church today.
那就十二节到十八节这段的教导呢，也适用于我们当今的教会。
While we do not have church members working for other church members, we do have ministry working groups among us.
就虽然呢，我们教会中没有一些成员为其他的教会的成员去工作，但是呢，我们中间确实也有很多的事工的小组。
For example, we have inspiration teams, we have various committees, we have small groups and fellowships, etc.
比如说，我们有唱诗的唱诗有诗班，我们有各种的委员会，我们也有小组团契等等。
In each of these ministry work groups, we do have leaders and coordinators, such as inspiration team leaders and committee chairpersons.
那在这些事工的这个工作小组当中呢，我们也都会有领导或者协调员，比如这个领诗的团队的负责人和委员会主席等等。
And of course, like everywhere else, there are good leaders and poor leaders.
当然也和其他的地方一样，有好的领导者和差的领导者。
A very important trait of a good leader at church is whether he or she is being considerate to the group members.
一个好的教会领袖，一个非常重要的特质呢，就是他是否体谅这个团队的成员。
A good leader is always gracious and shows understanding.
一个好的领导者呢，应该总是和蔼可亲，并且能够愿意理解他人。
And a true test of good leadership is whether the group members will say, like in verse 16, I do not want to leave you.
而对于一个优秀的领导者，真正的考验呢，就是看他的小组成员是不是像在这经文中十六节记载的那样，
Because I've learned so much from you.
因为我从你那里学到了很多东西。
I've been edified and I've been inspired to be a better Christian and a better person.
我在你那里得到了启发，愿意成为一个更好的人，以一个更好的基督徒。
If you are in leadership position in church today, let us be resolved to be a leader that others decide to work with by demonstrating good leadership behaviors.
如果你在今天在教会中担任一些负责的职务呢，我希望你能够下定决心。通过能够有良好的表现的领导行为呢，让他人愿意渴望与你共事。
Now let us conclude.
那我们现在就总结一下。
God has shown us His grace and showered us with many blessings.
神向我们展示了他的恩典，并赐给我们许多的祝福。
While we should respond by being thankful and being obedient, we should also respond tangibly by sharing with those with material needs.Showing mercy to those who owe us and being fair to those who work under us.
虽然我们应该以感恩和顺服来回应，但是我们也要应该通过向有需要的人来分享，慷慨的赦免欠你的人，公平的对待仆人等来回应。
By paying it forward, we are in effect sharing the love of God with strangers and acquaintances.
通过往前回报呢，我们在实际行动上可以与陌生人或者熟人来分享神对你的爱。
So these are some of today's takeaways.
那今天呢，你可以学到，可以带走学到几个功课。
First of all, we respond to God's blessings by sharing the needy regularly.
首先呢，我们可以通过定期与有需要的人分享来回应神的祝福。
And we show God's love by forgiving our debtors generously.
我们可以通过慷慨的饶恕得罪我们的人来表达神的爱。
And we live out God's righteousness by treating our fellow workers and co-workers fairly.
我们可以通过公平的对待我们的同事和同工来活出神的公义。
So before we close, I'd like to bring up a parable that we are all very familiar with.The parable of the Good Samaritan.
那我们在结束之前呢，我想给大家讲一个我们非常熟悉的比喻，就是好心的撒玛利亚人的比喻。
It was recorded in Luke chapter 10, verses 29 through 37.
那它记载在路加福音十章二十五到三十七节。
So we're just restarting with verse 29. Looking for a loophole, he asked the Pharisee asked Jesus.And just how would you define neighbor? Jesus answered by telling a story. There was once a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he was attacked by robbers. They took his clothes, beat him up, and went off leaving him half dead. Luckily, a priest was on his way down the same road. But when he saw him, he angled across the other side. Then a Levite, religious man, showed up. He also avoided the injured man.A Samaritan traveling the road came on him. When he saw the man's condition, his heart went out to him. He gave him first aid, disinfecting and bandaging his wounds. Then he lifted him onto his donkey, led him to an inn, and made him comfortable. In the morning, he took 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill. I'll pay you on my way back. What do you think? Which of the three became a neighbor to the man attacked by robbers? The man who treated him kindly, the religion scholar responded. Jesus said, go and do the same.
我们现在从二十九节来读。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2000银子交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？ 他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Today, after we go home, let us identify a neighbor, someone in need, a total stranger, a family member who has wronged you, an employee you have not treated as fairly as you could have, and so on.
就是今天我们回家以后呢，让我们都确定找一个邻舍，也许是一个有需要的人，也许是一个完全的陌生人，也许是一个得罪你的家人，或者一个没有得到应有的公平对待的员工等等。
And may it be your resolve today to be a good neighbor to him or her.
愿你今天下定决心可以成为他的好邻居。
Respond to God's grace and blessings by paying it forward.
通过向前支付来回应神所赐给你的恩典和祝福。
You never know, it may be contagious and more people will be living out God's love.
你永远都不会知道它可能是极具传染性的一些行为，让更多的人可以活出上帝的爱。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们为今天的经文感谢你。
You give us so many reminders that how we should continue to live out your love.
你赐给我们如此的丰盛，提醒我们要让我们能够活出你爱的生命。
Help us to respond to your love by sharing with others and paying it forward.
帮助我们与人分享你的祝福，向前支付，来回应你对我们的爱。
And help us to identify a neighbor that we should treat them well this week.
帮助我们在下面的这一周可以找到我们的邻舍，来用对的方式来与他相处。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.